Joining us now on the line is Mary Marcos of the Salem Evening News and the Gloucester Times reporter. I almost said sports reporter because I'm used to saying that, but she's a news writer, news reporter. Good morning, Mary.
Morning, Rick. How are you?
Very well, very well. Now, how are you doing? Because we've got you down there on 128, a little bit further from home here. How's it going?
I'm doing well, and I actually recently moved to Danvers, so it's a nice, easy ride for me right now.
Oh, okay.
I really enjoy it.
Very nice, very nice. Well, the first thing that comes to mind for me, Mary, because there's some local interest, obviously, is this superintendent of school search in Peabody, which has been ongoing now for quite a while. Maybe you could give us an update.
Yeah, so they have five candidates right now for the superintendent search, and two of them are local people, and the three finalists are Susan Kuska of Marshfield, Alexandra Montez McNeil of Brighton, and John Perella of Danvers. And then the two locals are Sean Gallagher. He was a former longtime principal at Beverly High School, and Cara Murtaugh, who is currently the Peabody assistant superintendent. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have, they actually scheduled, and I haven't written about this yet, but they scheduled the interviews. They're going to be public, so anyone can go, for the 8th and the 13th. And the 8th will be John Perella and Susan Kuska, and then the 13th will be Gallagher and Murtaugh and McNeil, Tez McNeil.
Oh, excellent. All right, so that's coming up. Do you get a sense, Mary, that maybe this time around they have a candidate that they feel confident about, you know, the school committee, the committee and so on that's interviewing the candidates? Because last time it sort of fell apart. Are they a little more optimistic this time around?
Yeah, I actually interviewed them for another story I'm writing on the school committee race, and everyone seemed really optimistic about it. They feel like because they started earlier in the year this year that they got more qualified candidates and sort of a better bunch because they just sent out that ad sooner. And last year they just said they really weren't pleased with the candidates. I think that they were expecting a little bit more experience. But it seems like they're really confident that they'll be able to choose someone this year, and I'm sure Dr. Levine will be happy to hear that.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good news. I'm happy to hear that. All right, before we get to a couple of kind of really nice stories, what's the situation in Peabody with respect to marijuana, either recreational or medicinal? Because it kind of baffles me that in so many communities they're actually turning down pot facilities when the region sort of voted for it. So what's the status in Peabody?
I couldn't agree with you more. I think it is baffling. But the status in Peabody, they are going to, as of right now, allow a dispensary, a medical dispensary, and they created a zone for it. It needs a special zone. And they have three interested applicants who are trying to bring their company there from, it's called Phytotherapy, HR Development, and Sanctuary Medicinals. The city council is going to hear their bids on November 9th. That's also public if anyone wants to go and listen to that. And they'll just present their proposals, and the city council will decide whether or not to issue, basically, it's called a letter of opposition, but it basically says that they can go to the state and see if the state will approve them, and then they come back and get a special permit.
So it sounds like there's still some contention in the city between those who want this stuff and those who don't?
I think that the mayor has publicly stated that he doesn't necessarily support marijuana in the city, but he knows that there are definitely medical benefits. So they're not allowing recreational, they're just allowing medical, and I'm sure everyone has a different opinion on that, but there are proven medical benefits to medical marijuana, and I think the city agrees that people who need that should have access to it.
Now, I find it interesting because over the years as an educator, I've changed my mind. I used to be 100% dead set against it with what I had read. But over the years, I've read a lot more. I personally I'm not interested in it myself in terms of using it. But I do see, I have a lot of friends who have found it very helpful in helping them feel better in terms of ailments and so on. So I'm just interested to see how it plays out. And I've kind of been following this in all the cities and towns. And as I said, I'm really confused in how the voters voted for it, yet there are the legalities keeping it out of so many places. But anyway, thank you for that information. All right, so moving on, Mary, you're working on some other things, and they involve some feel-good stories. Maybe you can tell us about, I think you mentioned a high school student?
Ann Manning is a PBD high school student, and she is on the volleyball team. And after her father died, his name was Bob Manning, in I believe it was May, after a nine-month battle with leukemia, her whole team got behind her, and they started this campaign to raise money for leukemia research. They raised around $500, and they created T-shirts, and they wore orange for the month of October, and they have been just doing really great work trying to raise money and helping this young girl get through her grieving process. She said that school has been really helpful. Her friends have been helpful. I quoted her, and I'll just paraphrase, but something along the lines of, she said she obviously thinks about her dad every day, but having school, having friends helps get her mind off of things, and it's helpful for her.
That's great. And I know you're not that far removed from high school, but when I talk with these kids, with captains around the area and student athletes and so on, I feel pretty good about our future. I think we're in good hands with these kids.
Yeah, I think so too. They're sweet. They get a bad rep with the texting and the. Well, I guess I'm in that group of millennials.
We there you go. Yes, rep. You are.
Probably not that bad.
Yes, you are. Okay. Now you do have something that you're working on, and I wonder if you could preview that for us that will be coming up in the Salem News.
Yeah, so there's this 10-year-old girl who has FA, Fanconi anemia. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but her name is Desiree Desmond. And she, up until like she was 7 years old, she seemed totally fine to her parents. And she started getting sick, and then they found out what she had. She had to get a bone marrow transplant. Actually, her twin brother, it's funny, the family has two sets of twins.
Wow.
The first set is, and they're both one boy and one girl. The first set is 13, and the second set they're both 10 years old, and Desiree is one of them. And her brother was a perfect match. So at 9 years old, he donated his bone marrow for her. And she had some difficulties after that. She had graft versus host disease, which is when your body rejects, the transplant. And so she had to be, isolated for a little while. Her siblings had to come home and change their clothes, and they had to Lysol everything. And now she's finally got the okay to travel. So Disney's Make-A-Wish Foundation is giving her and her family a trip to Disney World. They left yesterday, actually. And they've been texting me and sending me pictures, and it's so adorable.
Oh, that's great.
And they look like they're having a blast already. So it's just so nice to hear this family get something that they deserve, because her mother, Dawn, was saying, we're a family of six. Both parents are out of work because Rob was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Good grief.
Around the same time that she was having trouble with, the graft versus host disease. Yeah, so they've been through a lot, and it's really nice to hear them get this. They deserve a break.
Well, I know that you hear the trite phrase, our prayers and thoughts. You hear that phrase a lot from national politicians. But I will say this. I can attest to the fact, and I can't prove it scientifically, but I do know that genuine prayer works. So I would think that anybody in the area who listens to that message, to that story that you're going to publish or reads it, I think, genuine prayer can make this little girl do wonders in her family. That's an amazing. When will we be seeing that, Mary? When will you be publishing that?
I believe sometime this week, either maybe Friday or Saturday's paper.
Okay.
It's coming up in the next few days.
All right. I can't wait to see that. All right.
Yeah,
that's
keep an eye out.
That's tremendous. We'll talk again. That's Mary Marcos of the Salem News. This is MSONewsSports.com.